Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's February the 20th. So this is going to be my update for day 19 of the RPM challenge. So yesterday evening was the third evening for song number 4, I think it is, which is the sixth song that I'm kind of working through to completion on. A third night on that song, and I got it to the state where I'm pretty happy with it, actually. It's got to that sort of 90% finished kind of status, which is what I've been trying to achieve with the tracks so far. That's the level I'm trying to get to, 90% sort of polish. But yeah, that was the plan. Three nights for that, or a third night for that song, and So I listened to quite a lot of music yesterday. Listened to the sort of music I wanted to influence me in the production of this piece of music, and so I think that was quite a healthy thing to do for my ears. Funnily enough, I didn't end up having to throw away any of what I'd prepared the previous day. The stuff I'd programmed in, the tempo was right. There were some rough recordings of the synthesizers that I discarded because I wanted to vary various parameters in hardware for the actual recording. So I re-recorded those parts, but I didn't discard the sequences and stuff. So. Being economical with material and not throwing away stuff unless it's really rubbish. But yeah, sometimes it's for the fresh ears, and in the context of listening to some other influences, then you realise actually there's something useful there to build on, and it's what you then add to the mix to complement those components, and how frugally you meter them out and stuff. So it didn't come out as particularly an obvious copy of another artist or another production style. I just allowed it to be, well, rather than me trying to sound like somebody in particular, I'll just sound like me, and so I produced it with the groove that worked for me, really. So maybe it won't be the lead single from this album, but it's a track, so I'm pleased about that. One of the things I'm slightly disappointed about, apologies for all the background noise, but one of the things I'm slightly disappointed about is it seems to have lost about 45 seconds of running time since I originally created it. So the demo I created on the first day, whenever that was, it was a week or two ago. The demo I produced on that first day was 4 minutes and 10 seconds. Whereas what I ended up with last night was 3 minutes and 23 seconds. It seemed to have dropped about 47 seconds from the running time of the song. And I listened to the arrangement, and the arrangement's pretty much the same in terms of the number of verses and choruses and middle 8 bits and stuff. But I've just done it at a higher tempo. I think the original one was 78. I seem to have built it in GarageBand at 146 or something. So that would make it 70. If I'd got the notes completely wrong, it was if I ended up doing it in double time, then 73 BPM would be the equivalent. But the version I've got in Reaper, I've popped it up at 96 BPM. So that's another 23 BPM. So yeah, it's faster, and therefore the same amount of music and choruses and verses you get through it in 47 seconds less time. So I'm not going to worry too much about that. The overall running time will be whatever it ends up being, and if that song, if you can finish off that song in 3 minutes and 23 seconds, then achieve everything that needed to be done within that song, then that's fine. That just gives me the opportunity to spend the extra 47 seconds on something else, on another song. But having just listened to it, it does end a little bit abruptly, so maybe I might want to add another bar on the end of it just to end it nicely. So it might grow a little bit more, but not much. It's not going to get up to 4 minutes and 10 seconds, I don't think. But anyway, I'll have to do the maths and find out how many minutes I think I've got now with the 6 songs in their current state. I've got a little spreadsheet I can use to add it up. I've got to do that, and then work out what I'm going to do next. So, according to the schedule, tonight would be a night off from doing music, which is probably really a good idea, actually, because I feel, again, like I've been consumed and down a rabbit hole, really, with this song that I've just finished. So, night off would be good, and then by my calculation, I've got another 6 evenings to play with. Got to have a think. Do I want to spend 3 days on one song and get myself a 7th song, and then try and create an 8th song from I think I've got 3 tracks that I haven't actually used now. 3 that I've written or created riffs for, or whatever, and that I haven't actually taken to the next level. So it may be that the best use of my time would be to look at one of those and see if I can take it to the next. If I spend a day on it, whether I can get that up to a standard that I'd be happy with. Different options available. I could just try and write a new song. If I'm inspired and I've got ideas for a new song, then I could just spend 3 days doing another, up to 3 days doing another new song, and then I've got 3 days left to just mix and finalise and polish stuff. Scrabble around for those last few minutes of running time. Anyway, I won't ramble on too long. So that's a quick update from me, and I'll keep you posted. Take care, toodle-boo.